Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Chulin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah and Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnah is being learned with Chasas Ras Rachel, Shish Bezecher Find Reziva Gahagon, Bikarav Mamesh. We continue our discussion of an animal which maybe is a trefa, maybe not. So we have a number of cases. The Mishnah tells us Achuz is Hadam. The animal had some sort of an issue with its blood. It became very sick. Or Bamushenes. Mushenes in modern Hebrew means it was smoked, like smoked meat or smoked salmon. And over here it's referring to the animal while it was alive, breathed in too much smoke. Or Bahamitsunenes, which means it got a cold and it got very sick. Or Shachalar Dufni. It ate hardufni, which is some sort of herb that's poison for animals. Or she'achot tzoyes taran goylim. It ate chicken droppings, which is also poison for it. Or she'asa mayim arayim. It drank bad water. This is also known as mayim magulim. Water was left open, uncovered, without being washed, and it's possible a snake drank from it and left its venom inside. In all these situations, kshera, it's still kosher, because even though it's sick and it most probably will die, that's not an issue with its insides. It's not an issue with the organs and all the previous trefas that we've been discussing, and therefore it's not a trefa, and it's perfectly fine. You could shecht it, and it's kosher to eat. Here's two slightly different cases. Let's say it ate poison for a person, meaning it ate something that's poisonous for a person but not for an animal, or is bitten by a snake. It's mutter because a trefa, it's not a trefa at all. It's also to eat because it's sakaras nefashas. If a person eats from this animal, he might end up ingesting some of the poison that it had or some of the snake venom that's inside it, and that's dangerous for the person, so that's why he's not allowed to eat from it. And now moving on to Mishnah of vital importance for us every single day, or at least anytime we want to eat kosher meat. How do we know what's considered a kosher animal? Says the Mishnah, Simani behema v'chaya neru min ha-Torah. The Simanim, the signs of a kosher domesticated animal and wild animal, are set explicitly in the Torah. And we know that's any animal that has split hooves and chews its cud. However, Simani ha'if loy nemru. The Simanim of a kosher bird are not stated. The Torah does not say specifically that such signs on a bird means that it's kosher. Aval amr chameh. However, the Chamim said that kol oif ha-dairas, any bird which is dairas. Literally, we might translate dairas as trampling, but birds don't trample. So over here refers to a bird that takes its claws or its talons and picks up its food from the ground and eats it. Tameh, so that bird is tameh, meaning it's not kosher. However, kol sheyesh lo etzbei seira, any bird that has an extra toe or a toe which is a little bit raised up above the others, v'zefek, and has a crop, that's where the food is stored before it gets passed on further in the digestion process. V'kurkabon niklof, and it's kurkabon, which is the gizzard, that's what crushes up the food after the zefek. It can be peeled away from what's holding it without needing to use a knife to cut it. Tahar, such a bird is kosher. He further clarifies non-kosher birds, call if a chalik is raglov, tameh. Any bird that splits its feet is tameh, which means when you put it on a string or on a branch, it takes its four talons or fingers or toes, whatever you want to call them, and splits two in the front and two in the back to hold on. That's a sign of a non-kosher bird. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Zion on to discuss grasshoppers and on to Perek Daled Mishnah Aleph with the very unique, fascinating halacha. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.